大家平安。
Peace out, my brothers and sisters.
今天是安息生日，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
And today is a holy Sabbath. May our Lord bless all of us.
小弟现在要奉主耶稣圣名，要一起来查考一位老父亲差遣仆人为儿子起妻。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'd like to study the topic: an old father who sent servant to take a wife for his son.
我们读创世纪读到第二十四章的时候
，When we read until chapter 24 of Genesis,
我们会看到。亚伯拉罕年纪老迈。
We see that Abraham was old in age.
这个时候的亚伯拉罕应该是140岁。
Abraham was about 140 years old at this time.
也就是说他的儿子40岁了。
So his son Isaac was 40 years old.
因为亚伯拉罕100岁的时候生了这个儿子。
Because Abraham begot this son at the age of 100.
圣经特别描述说向来在一切的事情上神都赐福给他。
The Bible describes how the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things.
那这个福气一定要包括他的儿子的婚姻才会完整。
And this blessing also includes the completion of his son's marriage.
所以接下去就是在描述亚伯拉罕怎么为他的儿子娶妻子。
How the following describes how Abraham sought for a wife for his son.
那圣经的安排，圣经这个章节的安排，我们会看到是。当撒拉已经被埋葬了之后，现在亚伯拉罕要为儿子娶妻子了。
So the arrangement of the Bible, the chapters we can see at this time Sarah was buried, and this is the time when Abraham sought for a wife for his son.
我们知道亚伯拉罕他的一生，经历了很多信心的旅程。
We know Abraham encountered many journeys of faith in his life.
他自从被神呼召出哈兰之后，他信心曾经失落过。
After he was called of Haran by God, his faith once, he had once lost his faith.
他对神的应许，他曾经也有不同的解释。
He also had different interpretation of God's blessings, promises for him.
第十二章，他第一次领受神的应许。
And chapter 12 was the first time when he received God's promise.
到第十五章的时候。
Until chapter 15.
神在跟他显现。
God appeared to him once again.
那显现的时候就特别跟他提醒神的应许要从他自己所生的才算。
And once again,
就是由他所生的来承受。
In this appearance, God reminded him again that this promise was to be fulfilled through the son born through him.
因为那个时候亚伯拉罕以为他家里的仆人就是神所说要承受产业的。
At that time, Abraham thought his servants or the children that come through his servants might also inherit this promise.
那神给亚伯拉罕应许的时候，亚伯拉罕他没有儿子，他也没有土地。
When God promised Abraham, he did not yet have any sons or lands.
那第十五章我们看到神在显现的时候，他特别强调是你自己所生的那个后裔。才是要承受产业的。
In chapter 15, when God appeared to Abraham once again, God emphasized that it is through your own descendant that these blessings should be fulfilled.
那到第十六章，我们就看到，亚伯拉罕他接受了当时候他妻子的建议，去娶的夏甲为妾。
In chapter 16, we see how Abraham accepted the advice from his wife Sarah to take in his servant, maid servant,
夏甲
啊 ，Hagar。
然后也生了一个儿子。
And Hagar gave birth to a son.
那个时候亚伯拉罕已经在迦南地住了十年。
At that time, Abraham already lived in Canaan for 10 years.
他还是都没有儿子啊。
But he still did not have any children.
那当他生下了以斯玛利以后，那时候他86岁。
He was 86 years old when he had Ishmael.
所以他以为神的应许就是要由这个以斯玛利来承受的。
And he thought Ishmael was the one to receive this promise of God.
但是神再一次跟他显现。
But God appeared to him once again.
这个显现是13年之后的事情了。
And this happened 13 years later.
神特别跟他强调，这个你的子孙要承受产业的是要由撒拉生下来的才算。
And God again emphasized, told him that your descendant that come through Sarah will be the one to inherit.
所以神的应许就越来越明显了。
So God's promises become more and more clear.
所以最后照着神的应许生的时候。亚伯拉罕在100岁的时候生下了这个儿子以撒。
Later, according to God's promise and time, at the age of 100, he gave birth to Isaac.
那个时候，他亚伯拉罕得到以撒的时候，他的家里面很多人，还有已经有两个儿子。
So in the time when he begot Isaac, he already had two other sons.
那 有两个妻子。
And he had two wives.
那后来神要亚伯拉罕听从撒拉的话，把夏甲跟以斯玛利把他赶走。
Later, God wanted Abraham to listen to Sarah and to cast out Hagar and Ishmael.
所以后来他的家庭就剩下一个老父亲，跟一个老妈妈，还有一个啊一个幼小的儿子。
Later, his household was only left with one elderly father, one elderly mother, and a young child.
所以圣经说到了第二十，这个儿子其实是带给这个家庭喜乐的，所以二十一章特别强调等到这个儿子生下来的时候众人都喜笑。
And chapter 21 also says this young child has brought much joy to this family.
因为以撒的意思就是喜笑的意思。
Because the name Isaac means laughter.
是让他自己会笑，别人也会喜笑的。
Not only he laughs, but other, he brings laughter to those around him.
好，等到孩子长大之后，
After the child grows up,
神给亚伯拉罕一个很重大的考验。
And now God had given Abraham a great trial, a great test.
就是要试验亚伯拉罕是不是把真的是完全爱神，没有保留的。
It is to test whether Abraham loves God completely without any reserves.
在这个献儿子的这个考验上，亚伯拉罕通过了。
So Abraham has passed through this test of offering his son.
那通过之后，
upon his passing,
神再一次的跟亚伯拉罕应许，重申他的应许。
And God again reaffirmed his promise with his covenant with Abraham.
这个应许是这样说的。
And this is what the covenant says.
这是跟他的儿子以撒有关系的。
It is related to his son Isaac.
我们现在看22章。
Let's read chapter 22.
第17节。
Verse 17.
17节跟18节。
Verse 17 and 18.
请读。
17. Blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. 18. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
你看这里神再次重申他的福气，福气跟子孙都是跟他之前所应许的一样。
So here again, the promise of God is the same as the former promise.
特别强调他的子孙要得着仇敌的城门。
And that his descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies.
就是他们要得到胜利，要得尊贵。
And that is, they shall have victory and be honored.
第十八节特别强调地上万国要因你的后裔得福。
And all the seed of the nation shall be blessed through you.
那是因为你听从我的话。
Because you have heard my voice.
所以是因为亚伯拉罕他完全遵照神的指示，他没有为自己保留任何东西。
It is because Abraham obeyed God completely without any reserves for himself.
那万国因你的后裔得福，这个后裔是一个单数的。
And all nations of the earth will be blessed.
因为当时候在神眼中就只亚伯拉罕的后裔就只有以撒而已。
And your seed, the seed is singular because it refers to Isaac.
第十六节，神说。
And God said,
你的儿子就是你独生的儿子。
And your son, your one and only son.
所以神他说他指着自己起誓要把这个福气这个应许通通给这个儿子。
Therefore God swore to himself that he will grant all the blessings to this one and only son.
那所以现在神给亚伯拉罕应许现在由这个 独生的爱子来 承受了。
So God's promise is to be inherited by this one and beloved son.
那接下来撒拉就死了。
Then following Sarah passed away.
撒拉死的时候127岁，所以当时候以撒37岁。
She was 127 years old when she passed, so Isaac was 37 years old.
那我们会发现一个老母亲她生下了这个儿子她一定非常珍惜。
And we can see how this elderly mother must have cherished her young son.
这是神特别的礼物。
For this was a special gift from God.
是让她欢喜的。
That brought laughter and joy to her.
那这个我们可以相信这个母亲跟这个整个家庭一定是非常的充满爱的。
We can also believe this is a family full of love.
这个妈妈很爱儿子。
This mother loved her son greatly.
那儿子当然也是会很听话的。
And of course, Isaac was a very obedient son.
那当撒拉死的时候，圣经特别强调说是亚伯拉罕呢为他哀痛哭嚎。
And so when Sarah passed, Abraham wept for her.
那在这个妈妈过世的过程当中，都没有提到这个儿子他的反应了。
So in the process of the passing of the mother, it did not record how the son reacted.
但是其实我们可以很容易的看到，这个儿子一定很伤心，因为他跟他的妈妈最亲密。
But we can easily assume that the son must have been greatly saddened, for he was closest to his mother.
那也看到亚伯拉罕跟他的妻子撒拉的感情很好的。
And we can see Abraham also had a good relationship with his wife Sarah.
那所以现在这位妻子离开了他以后。
So now after his wife left him.
啊，其实这也表明当时候亚伯拉罕他现在要面对一个事现实，就是他连一块土地都没有，他不知道把这个妻子把他葬在什么地方。
So now Abraham had to face the reality that he does not possess any land, so where was he to bury his wife?
所以23章其实都在强调啊，这个撒拉的死亡跟他的埋葬。
So chapter 23 records the death of Sarah and her burial.
那等到这个母亲过世之后，
Until the passing of the mother,
接下来圣经马上进入要为这个以撒娶妻子的事情。
Immediately the Bible records the marriage of Isaac.
那在说明他特别强调说亚伯拉罕他一生一向一切事情上都蒙神祝福。
So the Bible also especially mentions that the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things.
我们就看到他为妻子埋葬这件事情也都是蒙神的祝福，神在带领他们的。
We can see how God had led him and blessed him through the burial of his wife.
他选定了那个地点，他当时候在众人眼中啊，那个被尊敬的那个程度都是从神来的。
So he had chosen a land and how he was honored before men were all given by God.
那所以我们就看到亚伯拉罕他现在很注意到他儿子的婚姻。
So now we see how Abraham placed the emphasis on his son's marriage.
因为他们家本来三个人啊。
Because originally there were three in their house.
现在这个妻子过世了。
Now the wife had passed away.
老父亲老了。
And the father had grown old.
那现在这个儿子呢？
What about the son?
现在这个父亲他真的是主动的去关心他的儿子的婚姻。
So now the father took the initiative to care for the marriage of his son.
因为他相信神的应许绝不落空。
Because he believed that the promise of God will never fall short.
那现在神给他是一个这个儿子。
And God had granted him the son.
他需要有这个儿子传下后代。
He needed the son to inherit God's blessings
and promises. 所以现在他要面临为儿子娶妻子这个问题的。
Now he faced the problem of finding a spouse for his son.
圣经特别提到说，亚伯拉罕他把这件事情交给他最老的一个仆人。
So the Bible records how Abraham entrusted this matter to the oldest servant of his house.
他特别把他的仆人叫来，要他发誓。
He called the servant and had him swear.
那要他注意三件事情。
He wanted him to pay attention to three things.
因为老父亲他这些事情他没有办法亲自处理。
Because the elderly father could not handle this matter himself.
但是他相信他的老仆人有这个智慧，也有能力把他办成这件事。
But he trusted that his old servant had the ability and the wisdom to accomplish this task.
那我们就看到亚伯拉罕他信心的表现。
So here we can see the reflection of Abraham's faith.
我们看从第三节看。
Let's read from verse 3.
他跟他要这位仆人说，启示说，不可以不要为我的儿子娶这迦南地的女子为妻。
He wanted the old servant to swear by the Lord that you will not make a wife, you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites.
这是这个做父亲的第一个条件。
And this is the first requirement of the father.
因为这迦南地中的女子他们是拜偶像的，不是拜亚伯拉罕的神的。
For the daughters of the Canaanites worship idols, they did not worship the one true God.
所以他第一个条件就是他的儿子绝对不能够娶拜偶像的女子。
So the first condition is that he should not take a wife from the daughters of Canaanites for his son.
因为这位他的这个媳妇一定是要跟他拜同样神的。
Because the daughter-in-law must worship the same God.
好，那第二个条件。
The second condition.
在第四节里说。
In verse 4.
要往我本地本族去。为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。
That you shall go to my country and my family and take a wife for my son, Isaac.
所以他本地本族所强调就是跟他拜一样的神的人。
And my country and my family means those who worship the same God.
是他所信任的。
And one whom he trusted.
所以这是一定要这样做。
So you must do this.
所以他指定对象。
So he had pointed out the target.
他把范围限定在他本地本族那里。
So he has set the boundary within his country and family.
第三个条件。
The third condition.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他说你要谨慎，你不可以把我儿子带回那里去，就是不可以带回到米索波达米去。
And be aware that you do not take my son back there.
那为什么不能够去？
So why can he not go back there?
他第七节就讲他的原因。
And he gives a reason in verse 7.
他说因为神已经把我从那里带出来了。
Before God of heaven has already taken me out of my father's house.
神向我启示的。
And God swore to me.
我要把这个地赐给你的后裔。
To your descendants, I will give this land.
所以他的亚伯拉罕的信心是神既然把我领出来把这个土地 要给我的后裔，我的后裔一定要住在这里，不能够离开。
So Abraham believed that since God has taken me out and had promised me this land, so my descendants will surely dwell and possess this land.
所以他第三个条件就是你不可以把我儿子带走。
The third condition is that you will not take my son back.
那亚伯拉罕对神的信心表现在他说神必定差遣使者在你面前预备道路，所以你就可以从那里为我儿子娶一个妻子。
And Abraham had the faith that he believes that God will send his angel before you and you shall take a wife for my son from there.
所以他相信神一路的引导。
So he believes that God will guide his way.
他是很肯定的说你一定可以为我的儿子娶一个妻子的。
And he firmly believes that you will be able to take a wife for my son.
那这个为什么当时亚伯拉罕他能够有这样的一个信心呢？他怎么会知道这个消息呢？
So how was Abraham able to have such a faith at this time?
其实圣经在22章就留下一个伏笔了。
So the Bible has given us a hint in chapter 22.
在他献完儿子献祭这件事情结束以后，圣经特别描述。
So at the end of this trial of offering his son, the Bible records
22章的第20节。
Chapter 22 verse 20.
这是以后就是在献完儿子这个献祭的事情以后，有人就告诉亚伯拉罕说你的兄弟生了几个儿子。
Yeah, so now it came to pass after these things that it was told to Abraham that some children were born to your brother Nahor.
那你兄弟的这些后代是哪些人？
So who were the descendants of your brother?
第二十二节特别提到比土利生了利百加。
Chapter 22 says Bethuel begot Rebekah.
那所以亚伯兰知道他的兄弟他们的家族里面有人的。
And so now Abraham knows there were people in his family.
但是他知道神一定为他的儿子预备一个妻子。
And he believes that God will prepare a wife for his son.
所以他现在很肯定的交代他的仆人说你一定可以到那边 为我儿子找到一个妻子。
So very firmly he said to his servant that you will go back to my home and find a wife for my son.
好，那亚伯拉罕的这个要求对仆人来说有一个困难。
So the conditions Abraham set were perhaps a challenge to his servant.
如果这个女子不肯跟我来呢？
And what if the woman refused to come with me?
那为了要完成这个婚姻，所以这个仆人说我一定要把你的儿子带回你那边去给人家看呢。
So the old servant said, in order to accomplish this wedding, I would have no choice but to bring your son back to that land.
但是亚伯兰说不行嘛。
But Abraham said it's not possible.
第八节
，verse eight.
如果女子不肯来，那就不是你的问题。
Then if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be released.
但是你不可以带我的儿子回去，那就对了。
And only do not take my son back there.
所以这个三个原则只要抓住，他说你起的誓就跟你没关系的。
So if you can hold on to these three principles, then you are released from this oath.
好，所以这个仆人听完主人的指示之后，就带着那些礼物工具就启程前往。拿赫的城去了。
After swearing, the servant took all the tools, all the gifts, and went on his way.
我们在这里看到一个做父亲的，他怎么关心他的儿子的婚姻。
So here we can see how the father cared for the marriage of his son.
其实这也是我们今天教会里面的我们的家长要主动关心我们儿女婚姻的一些重要提醒。
And likewise today, this is a reminder for all the parents today to be mindful and care for the marriage of your children.
因为父母的关心是很关键的。
And because the care from the parents is crucial.
我们看到亚伯拉罕他主动的请他的老仆人去做这件事情。
So you can see how Abraham took the initiative to ask his servant to take up this matter.
所以他去找那个能够帮助的人。
So he sought after someone who could help him.
然后把这个任务交托给他。
And he entrusted this task to him.
然后他给这个老仆人有很清楚的原则。
And he had given very clear instructions and principles to this old servant.
他的原则就是信仰上的考量。
And his principles are all regarding to faith.
要抓住神的应许。
And he must hold on to the promises of God.
然后第三个。
And thirdly,
他很相信神一定会带领。
And he firmly believed God will guide him.
神一定会感动对方愿意接受。
And God will surely move the woman to accept.
那神一定会感动会差遣使者在前面预备道路，让这条路途可以通顺。
And God will surely send his messenger before him so his path may be smooth.
所以这个其实就是我们今天组内的家长，我们对我们儿女婚姻的信心。
So this is the faith that all the parents and the Lord should have for their children.
因为如果是合神旨意，他相信神一定可以为 为我的儿子娶一个妻子来。
Because if it is according to the will of God, they believe that God, they will take a wife for his son.
好，那现在这个老仆人接受托付之后，他就成为这个很重要的执行者。
So after the servant took up this task, he has become the executor of this task.
我们看到这个老仆人他没有留下名字。
So the Bible did not record the name of this old servant.
那我们当然可以去猜很多人呢、啊。
And we may guess the name of the servant.
但是不留下名字，其实才有意思。
But it is interesting that the name was not mentioned.
因为我们很可能都成为这个老仆人。
Because all of us may become this old servant.
如果指定名字，就是被锁死的。
If you appoint a name, then that will lose its meaning.
现在这个仆人呢，我们再看他这个整个的过程。
So if we look at this entire process,
我们就要看到这个仆人他所留下的美好的榜样，他的做法。
So we can see the beautiful example and the work left by this old servant.
这个仆人，你看他接下来马上行动了。
So the servant immediately took off.
他是要经过长途跋涉，他这一条路大概要走至少500英里。
So he had to travel at least 500 kilometers.
在当时候要经过这么路程去找到要完成他的任务。
So he had to travel a long way in order to accomplish this task.
那现在他到了之后，他也不知道他主人的家那些人是谁，不认识啊。
So after he arrived, he did not know who were the families of his master.
因为亚伯拉罕他离开了之后，已经很多年了。
So it's been many years since Abraham had left this.
这个时候是亚伯拉罕140岁的时候了。
So Abraham was 140 years old.
亚伯拉罕75岁离开哈兰。
He left Haran at the age of 75.
但是我们不知道他几岁离开乌尔。
So we don't know at what age he left Ur.
So 如果他60多岁离开，他现在已经经过大概80年了。
So if he had left at the age of 60, then it's been 80 years since he left.
好，所以现在这个仆人他现在要怎么去完成工作呢？
So how was the servant to accomplish this task?
他现在第12节。
Verse 12.
他的方法很关键。
So his way is crucial.
他说他祷告神。
So he prayed to God.
我们请读12节。
Let's read verse 12. Verse 12, then he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham.
在这件事情，我们看到这个仆人呢，他是用祷告来执行工作的。
So we can see how the servant had carried out his job through prayer.
他求主人亚伯拉罕的神呢、啊。
He prayed to the God of his master Abraham.
然后求你施恩给我的主人。
He asked him to give him success and show kindness to his master.
神施恩的关键就是让我可以遇到好机会。
And the key to God's showing kindness that he may be met with a good opportunity.
说我现今正在井旁。
He said, I am right next to the well.
好，现在城内的女子是来打水。
And now the daughters of the city are to come out to draw water.
所以他现在站在一个位置是可能可以接触很多人的地方。
So he was at a place, a location where he may encounter many people.
但是他不知道是哪一个啊。
But he did not know which daughter.
其实他第一个要求是一定要从他亚伯拉罕自己的父家本族那边来的才对哦。
So the first condition that it must, the daughter must come from the family of Abraham.
那其实他那也都不认识啊，不知道谁是谁啊。
But he did not know any of them, so he did not know which family they came from.
所以他现在到了这个已经离开迦南地，所以他现在所看到这些人都不是迦南女子的。
And so he had left the land of Canaan, so all the women he will see are no longer Canaanites.
但是哪一个才会是这个亚伯拉罕的本地本族的人？
But exactly which daughter would be the one from Abraham's country and family?
好，那现在到了第13节，这里说，我现在站在井旁，他祷告神，求神给他一个机会。
Until verse 13 says, Here I stand by the wall of water, he asked God to give him an opportunity.
这里他是用，他当时候是站在那边祷告了。
So he stood by the wall and prayed there.
好，然后他现在仆人设了几个条件。
So here he has set a few conditions.
他现在是说，我向哪一个女子说，请你拿下水瓶来给我喝啊，哈。他若说请喝，那我也给你的骆驼喝。那愿那女子就做你所预定给你仆人以撒的妻子。
The first condition is that let the one, if I ask for water, and if the woman gives the water both to me and my camel to drink, and let her be the one.
他说这样子我便知道你施恩给我主人了。
And by that I will know you have shown kindness to my master.
所以这个神的祝福跟带领是由这件事情来呈现出来。
And so the blessing and the guidance of God will be shown through this matter.
当时候仆人他为什么会这样讲？
So why did the servant say this?
因为老仆人他现在只是接受了这个主人他的托付，至于要选哪一位，主人没有讲。
At this time, the servant has been entrusted with this task, but he did not know who the woman is.
他只是得到一个原则而已嘛。
He had merely received the principles. 他现在
要选谁是由他来决定的。
But he is the one to decide who to choose.
那所以当时候老仆人他内心的打算，其实他就有一些条件。
So the servant has some conditions himself.
他的条件就是，我如果像这个说，请你给我水喝，他愿意把水给我喝。
The first condition is that if I say to this woman, please give me some drink, and she is willing to give me some drink.
那不但给我喝，还会考虑到我的骆驼。
And she not only considers me, but also considers my camel.
那表示这个女子她一定是有爱心的。
And that it must mean this woman is full of love.
而且她还会去体谅其他的周围的事情。
And she's also considerate of other things.
所以这个女子她要愿意主动的为我的骆驼做什么事情。
And so she must, the woman must be the one to take the initiative to do something for my camel.
那我们知道，当时候骆驼如果一只骆驼要喝水，如果长途跋涉之后，它一次可以喝20-30 gallons 的水啊，
So you know, one single camel after they have traveled a long journey, one single camel can drink up to 20-30 gallons of water.
那这个骆驼喝水，你那个水不是水龙头打开就有啊。
So the water does not only come out of the sink.
是要从井里面去拉上来的。
You actually have to draw it out of the well.
那如果就算20 gallons 就好，十骆驼就要喝200 gallons 的水。
And so if you have 10 camels, then you have to draw up about 200 gallons of water.
这是要付出的啦。
So you have to be able to put in the effort.
所以这个时候，这个老仆人他所设定的条件，他自己内心的就是这么简单而已。
So this was a simple requirement that the old servant has set in his heart.
为什么他会这样讲？
So why did he say this?
因为他可以从小事情去看到大事。
Because he can see small things, he can see big things through small things.
如果这件小事情，这个女子愿意做了。
So if this woman is able, willing to do such a small thing.
那么将来更大的事情就没有问题。
Then she will be able to do even greater things in the future.
所以当时候老仆人心里想的就是，这个人是不是有爱心。
So what the old servant thought was whether this woman had love.
如果有爱心，很多事情她就很愿意付出。
If she is loving, then she will be willing to make the effort to do many things.
这个女子她也要真的是身体很健康的。
And she must be a very healthy one.
那她在健康才有办法做事啊。
And she must be healthy in order to draw up the water and do work.
哦，所以这位老仆人很有智慧啊。
So this old servant was very wise.
他知道这个人这个特质才会决定他妻子他这个主人的婚姻会不会幸福。
So he understood that these characteristics will determine whether or not his master will have a happy marriage.
这个女子应该要长头发的啦，或者是说不然就是要长得什么样子啊。
So he did not first think of that this woman must have long hair or look a certain way.
他都没有设定其他条件。
He did not set any other requirements.
他就看这个女子到底有没有爱心而已。
So he wanted to see whether or not this woman had love.
她有没有一个愿做的心。
Whether she had a willing heart.
那如果有，他说这个就是你为我的主人以撒所预定的妻子。
So if this woman has a willing heart and has love, then this is the appointed one for my master's servant.
所以这个仆人非常有把握的。
So the servant was very certain.
他说他如果发现了这个主人这个妻子，他说，我就知道你施恩给我的主人了。
And I have realized these, that you, this woman is the one that you have appointed for my servant Isaac.
好了，他就要祷告啊，话还没有讲完。
Before he finished his prayer.
也就是说，他祷告完，其实应该是他祷告完，阿门。好，现在打开眼睛就看到这个利百加来了。
So we can say right after he finished his prayer, he opened his eyes and he saw Rebecca standing.
其实这个就是神当时候的应许。
And that was the promise from God.
我们先看以赛亚书65章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 65.
以赛亚书65章。
Isaiah chapter 65.
65章，我们请看23节好了，我们读23节。
Chapter 65, verse 23. 23-24.
请读。
23, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble, for they shall be the descendant of the blessed of the Lord, and their offerings with them. 24, it shall come to pass that day they call, I will answer, and they, while they are still speaking, I will hear.
那以赛亚书65章在讲这个新天新地，神所准备这个属灵的国度里面的人。
Isaiah 65 records the glorious new heaven and new earth.
这里面有新的民。
There are new people.
他们有新的生活。
They have a new life.
他们有新的福气。
They have new blessings.
他们有新的生活方式。
They have a new way of living.
他们有新的教会了。
They have a new church.
那这个教会很重要的一个特质。
So important characteristic of this church.
就是这些人是神所选择的。
Is that these people were chosen by God?
二十四节特别说。
24 says.
他们还没有求告我就应允他们正说话的时候我就垂听了
And that before they call I will answer and while they are still speaking I will hear
那 这个应许在亚伯拉罕的仆人这个身上就这样应验了
So we can see how this prophecy was fulfilled in the old servant
就是应该说亚伯拉罕的仆人的祷告神的作为就是这样子就是跟后来以下书所讲是一样的
And so the prayer of Abraham's servant was the same as what prophesizing Isaiah
他话都还没讲完神的应许实现就实现了。
Even before he finished speaking, the promise of God has been fulfilled.
现在利百加出现。
Now Rebecca appeared.
这个是这个啊，应该说在整个婚姻里面的女主角。
So we can see she is the female character of this marriage.
那第十六节特别描述这位女子，她说容貌俊美，还是处女。
And chapter 16, verse 16 says she was very beautiful and virgin.
她现在她说她没有人亲近她，表示她是很圣洁。
And no one had known her, so she was very pure.
那这个容貌俊美，这个是在描述她的长相。
So she was beautiful in countenance.
好，那她说她下到井旁，打满了瓶，又上来了。
She went down to the well, filled her pitcher, and came up.
啊，这个时候仆人他说跑去迎她。
So now the servant ran to meet her.
她所讲的，她对她所讲的话，就是她祷告的内容。
So she said exactly what he had prayed about.
好，这个时候第十八节，这个女子说：“伯主，请喝。”急忙就把那个水瓶拿下来给他喝了。
So verse 18, she said, "Drink, my lord." Then she quickly let her pitcher down.
那这个他说女子给他喝了，又说了我在为你的骆驼打水，叫骆驼也喝足。
And after she had finished giving me a drink, she said, "I will draw water for your camels."
他这里说喝足啊，表示说骆驼要喝到不想喝水为止哦。
So until they have finished drinking to the point when the camels no longer want to drink any more water.
所以他那个工作不是做我倒一瓶水给他就够啊。
So she not only drew a pitcher of water,
it was enough. 把这个十匹的骆驼都把它喂饱啊。
She was to feed the camels until they were full.
那这要一段时间，要打水要时间的。
So it takes time to draw water.
好了，现在第二十节特别说，他就急忙的把水瓶的水倒在槽里面，又跑到井旁打水，为所有的骆驼打上水来。
And verse 20 says she quickly emptied her pitcher into the trough, ran back to the well to draw water and drew for all his camels.
有时候我们在打水的时候会很辛苦哦。
So it is very hard when we draw water.
有时候我们现在在浇花哦，在推水，才多少水我们就觉得很辛苦了。
So even now when we are trying to water our plants, it is already a tough job.
那在想你说为十匹骆驼喝水，你看他要打多少水？
And can you imagine how much water she needed to draw to feed all 10 camels?
在浇花，在照顾这些庭院，是水龙头打开，那个后树工拿出来就喷就有了。
And so now we know when we water our plants, we merely take out the hose and hose down all the plants.
但是她要打水给这十匹骆驼喝，真的要时间呢。
But she needed some time to draw water for all 10 camels.
当这位女子在做事的时候
，But so while this woman was at work,
圣经特别描述21节
，And the Bible describes in verse 21.
这个老仆人，他说定睛看她。
So the servant was looking at her.
一句话都不讲。
He did not say a word.
他说要晓得神赐给他通达的道路没有。
So he remained silent as to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not.
这个时候，这个老仆人在做什么
？So what was this old servant doing at this time?
他也没有想要去帮忙，说哦，对不起，让你自己做，我来帮忙你呢。
And he did not offer his help.
没有，他就坐在那边呢，就看这个女子在打水啊。
And rather he sat on the side and watched this woman.
就是这个老仆人是用心在观察的。
So this old servant was actually carefully observing this woman.
他要观察这个女子的品格，她的品质在哪里
？So she wanted to observe the character of this woman.
哦，因为她知道什么才是可以成为她这个主人以撒的好妻子。
So for he knows what character it requires in order to become a good wife for his master.
所以这个时候，这个老仆人的动作非常重要。
So what the old servant did at this moment was very important.
他都没有说什么话。
He did not say a word.
他就站在旁边定睛看他。
Bible says he merely stood on the side and watched her.
所以就是在看他的表现、他的反应、他的表情。
He was observing her reaction, her facial expressions.
你看，有的人是做事心不甘情不愿，他也可以做。
So some people still work, but they are very reluctant.
但是如果心里面很喜乐，他做事一定很喜乐的。
But if someone do it out of their heart very willingly, they will be joyful.
他也不会一边做就一边抱怨说啊，这个骆驼怎么那么喝水啊，喝少一点呢、啊、
？So they will not be grumbling as they work.
哦，啊，如果喝少一点，就打少一点啊。
And so if the camels can drink less, then I will draw a little water.
所以这个仆人在旁边看这个女子的表现。
So this old servant was carefully observing.This woman.
圣经特别接下去说，他要晓得神赐给他通达道路的命，就是说这个人是不是神所选的。
And he wanted to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not, whether God had chosen this woman.
他的关键就是这个女子在做事的时候，她的态度如何。
So the key is, how this woman responded and what her attitude was while she drew the water.
我们知道从她这个整个打水的过程，我们就发现几个重点是这个仆人一定要掌握住的。
So we can see from the process of drawing water, there are a few keys that the whole old servant must grasp onto.
这个人一定是爱心的。
And first, this be a person of love.
这个人一定是做事的时候喜乐的。
And she is a joyful worker.
她一定是很谦卑的。
And she's also a person of humility.
哦。她一定是很健康的。
She's very healthy.
然后她已经很努力工作的。
And she also works diligently.
当然，这个你看，这个在这个老仆人的眼中，他就看得很清楚了。
So we can see how the old servant had observed all these characters.
他一定在那边看的时候，在那边观察的时候，一看已经越看越感谢。
So the more he observed, the more thankful he became.
所以等到他女子打完水之后。接下去，这个老仆人马上，这个仆人马上把那个礼物拿出来了。
So after the woman finished drawing water, the old servant took out the gifts immediately.
然后就告诉我你是谁的女儿。
And so tell me whose daughter are you?
因为他当时已经马上知道说这个就是神预定的人。
For at that moment, he knew for sure that this is the one that God had appointed for Isaac.
所以我们看到利百加一个很重要的特质。
So you can see an important characteristic of Rebecca.
好，那个这个利百加就告诉他是谁了。
And so Rebecca told him whose daughter she is.
很热情的邀请他说：“到我们家来，我们家有粮草，我们家有住宿的地方。”
And she very warmly welcomed this old servant to her house.
所以他不是那种扭扭捏捏的人。
So she's not someone
真的是
very hard to get along. She's very she has a big heart.
然后其实那时候那个老仆人也没有告诉他是谁啊。
And but still at that time the old servant did not say who he was.
因为他只是问他说诶你是谁而已啊。就是说你是谁的女儿。
And he merely asked whose daughter are you?
他介绍说我是谁。
And she introduced who she is.
然后这个老仆人是问他说诶你父亲的家里有没有住宿的地方啊。
And so the old servant asked, do you have any, does your father's house have any place to live?
这个女子也没有问他诶你是谁啊。
And so the woman never asked who
are you? 你到底想做什么
?And what do you want with me?
没有啊。
他
就说我们家有住的地方来住啊。
And she merely said, you're welcome to my house.
她是一个很热情的人。
So she's a very hospitable person.
很单纯啊。
Very simple.
她不会想很多了。
She did not think too much.
她说不会骗我。
And she did not think whether he would deceive me.
那这样会不会太危险？
So am I in danger?
她没有这个顾虑。
So she never had that doubt.
她就很大方地跟他说，我们家有粮草，我们家有住的地方。
She very hospitably welcomed him to her house.
这个时候，这个老仆人，你看接下来第二次他祷告。
So the second time the old servant prayed.
这是你看他姿态不一样了，他现在低头跟神下拜。
So he had a different gesture. He bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord.Verse 27, and he said, Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy and is true toward my master. As for me, being on the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren.
这就是这个仆人最感谢的地方了。
So this is what the servant was most thankful for.
我也不知道谁是谁啊。
For I did not know who was who.
但是这个人他一祷告完第一次接触这个人，他说就是我主人兄弟家里的人了。
But after his prayer, the first person he came in contact with was from his brethren's house.
神真的在我的路上一路引领我到这里来了。
And God has shown me all the way, had led me all the way until now.
真的是神不断的用慈爱诚实在带我的主人。
And God has continued to show his mercy and truth toward my master.
所以这个时候，你看这个仆人，他低头向神下拜。
So you can see how the old servant bowed down and worshipped God.
他看到神的旨意的。
For he has seen the will of God.
他知道这个就是神要为他准备的。
He knew that this is the one God had prepared for
him. 所以这个女子跑回去。
So this woman went back home and to report to his father.
这个仆人他们就被迎接回去了。
So the old servant they were welcomed back to their house.
那回去之后，你看他们就要招待他吃饭呢。
And so after they go home, they were to invite them
to dinner. 但是这个时候，这个仆人说：“等一等，先要把事情讲清楚。”
So before the dinner, the old servant said, "Let me declare, say some things first."
他先介绍他是谁。
He first introduced who he was.
所以从第34节开始
，from verse 34,
一直到第四十七节啊，不是到 49节。
To verse 49.
这就是这个老仆人一五一十的把他从主人领受的这些使命再把它重述一次。
So the old servant had reiterated the reason why he was here.
那这一段也是在说明这个做仆人的怎么介绍他主人。
And it also shows how the servant introduced his master.
他所讲的重点是什么？
And what were the keys that he had laid out?
然后他怎么介绍以撒？
And how he introduced Isaac.
好，那我们先来看这个老仆人他非常有智慧。
We can see how this old servant was full of wisdom.
他所做的即将就是要成为我们今天在做婚姻介绍的时候的标准范本。
So what he had done is to serve as the principles and guidelines to the marriage coordinators today.
第一个，他自己先说明我是亚伯兰的仆人。
First, he introduced himself that he is the servant of Abraham.
所以他知道自己的角色是受托付的。
So he knew that his role was one that has been entrusted.
第二个
，Secondly,
他说。主神大大的赐给我的主人，使他昌盛。
The Lord has greatly has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great.
所以他介绍他的主人的家是蒙神祝福的家庭。
He has introduced the household of his master as one blessed by God.
所以他的家境，他把它讲清楚。
So he has made clear the background to his family.
第三个
，Thirdly,
第36节
，36，
他特别介绍。他这个主人在老来的时候，很老的时候才得一个儿子。
He specially introduced how the son was begotten to his master at an old age.
我主人妻子傻了，年老的时候在为我主人生这一个儿子而已了。
And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son when she was old in age.
好，第四个。
Fourth.
我主人把一切的所有都给了这个儿子。
And now my master had given everything to the son.
所以这个儿子是承接我主人所有的爱、所有的一切的人。
So this is a son who had taken up all the love and all the inheritance of the master.
好，第五个。
Fifth.
好，第37节说的。
And verse 37.
我主人叫我起誓哦。
And now my master had made me swear.
他要我怎么样为这个小主人找妻子的过程。
And the process of how I should take a wife for my master.
我们就看到这个仆人介绍我主人对儿子的婚姻是非常的慎重。
So from his introduction, you can see the emphasis his master placed on his son's marriage.
他已经指定这些条件了。
And he had pointed out all the requirements.
所以这个做仆人的完全不能够改变任何的东西了。
So as a servant, he could not alter the conditions.
他只能够很忠心的照主人所吩咐去做而已。
He could only faithfully carry out the task.
所以接下去他就跟他特别强调第六个。
And the sixth point.
第四十节。
And verse 40.
我的主人相信，我的显人相信，这个他的亲族的后代一定有可以找到妻子的人。
And my master believed that you will be able to find a wife from his father's house.
好，那我主人的神一定会派使者与我同来，然后来找到这个妻子。
And that the God of my master will surely send a messenger and to guide me so I may find a wife.
所以他就像他一路蒙神带领的过程。
So this is how he was led by God.
到最后，他就把说他现在碰到利百加这件事情讲出来了。
And in the end, he had told him the process of how he met Rebecca.
他怎么祷告的时候，这个利百加出现在眼前了。
And how he prayed and how Rebecca appeared before him.
然后接下来，我们现在看。第四十八节。
Let's read verse 48.
好，第四十八节。
And 48. And I bowed my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord, God of my master Abraham, who had led me in the way of truth and take the daughter of my master's brother for his son.
所以这个时候，应该是第七点。这个时候的老仆人他很肯定的说，利百加就是神所配合的。
So here the old servant said with certainty that this Rebecca is the daughter that God had appointed.
因为他在观察，他注意这个利百加的表现。
Because through his observation, he has seen the response of Rebecca.
他又是他主人家的后代。
She also belongs to his master's household.
所以他相信这个就是神赐给他的主人慈爱、诚实。
And he believes that this is the blessing, this is the truth and kindness that God has shown his master.
这个老仆人真的非常忠心。
So the old servant was very faithful.
他现在开门见山，第一件事情就把他任务讲清楚。
So the first thing he did was to make clear his mission.
他强调重点一直都是以神的角度来看待事情。
And he has seen everything through God's perspective.
哦， 他看神怎么引领他这条道路。
He had told them how God had led him on this path.
神怎么为他的这个主人配合出了这一个女子来。
And how God, with his master, found this woman.
他完全没有这个仆人自己本身的嗜好，或者说他喜爱都没有。
He never mentioned his own likings or his own preferences.
他在讲这个利百加的时候。
And when he spoke of Rebecca.
他特别像讲说，我只这样讲这个条件，如果这样的话，就是这个神为我的主人儿子所预定的妻子。
And he had told them that this was my only condition. If this woman was able to do this, and I'm sure that this is the one Lord has appointed.
现在利百加出现在他眼前了。
And now Rebecca appeared before him.
他被请来他们的家里。
And he was invited to their house.
所以这个老仆人呢？
So this old servant,
他现在知道他的任务即将完成。
He knew he was about to accomplish his mission.
但接下来事情就要由女方拉班他们这边来继续的。
But what follows must be cooperated by the woman's family.
这个时候，你看拉班跟比土利，就是利百加的哥哥跟他的父亲，他们听完老仆人这样讲以后。
So here Laban and Bethuel were the father and brother of Rebecca.
他们就说这个是出于神，我们不能够向你说好说歹。
After they heard this, they said that things come from the Lord. We cannot speak to you.
我们到这里地方为止，我们看到亚伯拉罕他是因着信。派老仆人出去为儿子娶妻子的。
Up until this point, we can see it was by faith that Abraham sent his servant to take a wife for his son.
他相信神的应许。
He believed in the promises of God.
他抓住这个应许的前提是，我的儿子一定要娶同样信仰的女子。
And the condition to this promise that his son must marry a woman of the same faith.
这个应许一定是他儿子来承受。
And for this promise will be inherited by his son.
接下去，他因着信把这个工作交给他的仆人。
And following, it was by faith that he entrusted this mission to his servant.
这个老仆人因着信领受这个仆人的这个主人的托付。
It was by faith that this old servant received and accepted this mission.
而且还特别启示说，我绝对要把它完成。
Especially swore.
照着他的吩咐去做。
Especially swore to God that he will accomplish this mission according to his master's
instructions. 所以这个老仆人因着信，他选定那个人，他发现肯定的说就是。
So it was by faith that this old servant found this woman, and by faith he swore that this is the one God has appointed.
他现在把这整个事情把它报告给这个拉班他们来听。
And now he had told this entire process to Laban.
听完之后，他们的反应是这个事是出于神的。
So after they heard all these, they said these things come from the Lord.
所以我们看到这个时候，这个女方的家人是因着信。看到神的旨意了。
So we can see at this point, it was by faith that the family of Rebecca, has seen the will of God.
他就明显的看到是神的安排啊。
They have clearly seen the arrangement of God.
所以他现在第五十一节特别说。
So in verse 51 says,
好，看啊，利百加现在在你眼前，你可以将他带去，照着神所说的，给你的主人的儿子为妻。
And here's Rebecca before you. Take her and go, and let her be, your master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken.
我们就看到这个时候。这个顺服的这个角色，这个重点就跑出来了。
So we can see how this role of submission, had come about.
你看亚伯拉罕他是顺服神的。
So we can see how Abraham submitted to God.
这个老仆人是顺服主人的。
And this old servant submitted to his master.
现在这个利百加他的父兄是顺服神的旨意的。
And now the brother and father of Rebecca submitted to the will of God.
接下来是你看这个。利百加接下去就是由他来决定了。
So now it was Rebecca's decision.
因为他的父母亲，他的父兄跟他说，跟老仆人说，好，这个女子在你面前可以把她带去了。
For his father and his brother said to the old servant that Rebecca is before you.
照神所说的，给你的主人的儿子做妻子。
And let her be your master's son's wife as the Lord has spoken.
我们就看到这个时候，这个父兄已经顺服神了。
So we can see now the father and the brother has submitted to God.
他们都还没有问那个利百加啦。
And they did not even ask Rebecca.
这个时候，亚伯拉罕的仆人听见他们讲这句话的时候，他就俯伏在神面前了。
So when Abraham's servant heard this, he worshipped and bowed before God.
这是第三次这个仆人祷告。
So this is an old servant's third prayer.
他这一次是伏在地上了。
And now he bowed himself to the earth.
注意看到他这个过程，他祷告的时候的过程。
So we can see the process of his prayers.
第一次他站在井旁祷告。
First he prayed by the well.
第二次他找到这个人的时候，他低头下拜。
And second prayer, he bowed his head.
第三次，当他听完了这个拉班跟比土利的话以后。
And the third time, after he heard what Laban and Bethuel said,
他俯伏在地,
he bowed himself to the ground.
跟神祷告,
and he worshipped and prayed and thanked God.
因为他知道这个事情都成了,
for he knew this mission has been fulfilled.
所以当下他把这个 礼物就拿出来, 送给他的哥哥跟他的母亲。
So he brought all the jewelry, silver, and gave them to Rebecca.
我们看到, 这个时候, 其实, 在整个这个过程当中, 我们看到信心, 我们看到顺服。
In the entire process, we can see submission and faith.
这个老仆人, 他真的是很忠心的, 很忠心的, 顺服他的主人的。
We can see how the old servant faithfully submitted to his master.
那这个时候, 我们看到, 这个拉班跟比土利他们的信心在哪里?
So we can see where does the faith of Bethuel and Laban lie?
他们只是听这个仆人这样讲而已哦。
They merely heard what the old servant said.
听完之后他们说这个是出于神的。
After they heard all these things, they said these things come from God.
他的信心要表现在第一个, 他要相信这个仆, 这个老仆人不是骗人的。
So their faith shown in the fact that they believe in the old servant.
他不会是来骗的, 不是诈欺集团的啦。
And they believe that the old servant did not come and deceive them.
那个亚伯拉罕也没有时间通知说, 我会派一个仆人去你们家哦。
And Abraham did not have the time to notify his brother's house that I was sending my servant there.
好, 第二个,
Secondly,
他们都没有看过以撒。
So never having seen Isaac.
他们不知道这个主人, 这个要娶妻的这个主人是怎么样子。
So they don't know how Isaac is like.
他们只是听这个仆人这样介绍而已。
They have simply heard how the old servant introduced Isaac.
第三,接下来,
Thirdly,
这个女子要出去,
now
要长途跋涉走 500英里的, 至少500英里的路。
And now Rebecca was also to go home, travel a long journey home with them.
第四个, 这个女子一出去, 可能就没有办法再回来了。
And once their daughter go out, she may never come back home.
所以他们的父兄, 可能从此就没有办法看见,
so,
啊,
so perhaps Rebecca's father and brother will never see their daughter again.
但是他们当时候就是有这个信心说, 这个是出于神, 所以去,
but they believe that they had the faith to believe that this was from God, so they willingly accepted it.
好, 所以呢, 哇, 这件事情让这个仆人匍匐在神面前。
So this incident caused the old servant to bow before God.
好, 这个接下去就吃饭了。
Then they had dinner.
早上起来, 夫人就说要走了。
So in the morning, the old servant was to be on his way.
走了, 这个时候, 这个哥哥就说话, 哥哥跟母亲就说, 再住个10天吧。
So before they left, the mother and the brother said, why don't you stay for a few more days?
夫人说, 不要再耽误我了, 赶快回去了。
But the old servant said, do not hinder me.
要赶快回去报告了。
So that I may go to my master.
那这个时候, 他们说, 来问, 把女子叫来问问看吧。
So now they called the young woman and asked her personally.
第58节。
Verse 58.
叫利百加来问他说, 你和这个人同去吗?
And so they called Rebecca and said to her, will you go with this man?
利百加说, 我去。
And she said, I will go.
那这一句的我去, 真的是凭信心去的。
So she said, I will go by faith.
不管神怎么样在引领这个仆人一路来带他到这里来。
And regardless of how God had led the old servant here.
现在, 最重要的关键就是这个女子要愿意去。
However, now the key lies in the fact that this woman must also be willing to go with them.
哦, 因为整个过程已经看出神所预定配合的就是这个利百加。
So from the process, we can see that Rebecca was the appointed one.
哦, 那这个时候利百加被问这件事情的时候, 她说马上就去了。
And when she was asked this, she said immediately, I will go.
她真的是一个有信心的女子。
And she was indeed a woman of faith.
她现在要进入那个有信心的家庭。
And she was to enter into a household of faith.
所以你看, 接下去马上打发, 你看, 接下去就开始就要出发走了。
So immediately they were to go on their way.
要出发之前,
so before their journey.
我们现在看第 60节,
That's verse 60.
他的家庭给利百加祝福。
So their family blessed Rebecca.
我们的妹子啊, 愿你做千万人的母, 愿你的后裔得着仇敌的城门。
And our sister, may you become the mother of thousands of 10,000s, and may your descendants possess the gate of those who hate them.
有人说这句祝福话是当时候的普遍性的祝福。
And some people say that this blessing is a common blessing during that
time. 但是从圣经看来应该不是只有这样子。
But from the Bible, we can see this blessing is more than just so.
这一句的祝福话, 其实就是当时候神跟亚伯拉罕显现祝福, 就是他在献完以撒之后, 神跟亚伯拉罕的应许。
And so in fact, this blessing is the same as God's promise for Abraham after he had passed the test of offering his own son.
我们就看到这个, 从这个祝福的话语上来说, 就看到什么是神的祝福, 什么, so, 什么, 什么是神的配合。
So from the words of the blessings, you can see what is the arrangement of God.
因为我们的妹子啊，你做千万人的母。
For our sister, may you become the mother of thousands of 10,000. 就是你的
后裔要极其繁多。
And that is your descendants shall
multiply. 从你生出很多的国，很多的人呢。
A nation shall come from you.
然后他说你的后裔要得着仇敌的城门。
And may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them.
这就是22章第17节，神当时候跟亚伯兰再三重申的重点。
And this is exactly what God said to Abraham in chapter 22.
连他们的祝福都是一样的。
That even their blessings were the same.
这个女方的家人给他的祝福跟神的应许是刚好符合了。
And the blessing given by the woman's family were exactly the same as that of God's.
啊，到这个事情到此就完满的结束了。
And so this entire matter had concluded smoothly.
现在利百加被带回来了。
Now Rebecca has been taken home.
带回来的时候，这个时候第63节说，以撒他在田间默想。
And verse 63 says, Isaac went out to meditate in the field.
这个时候他在想什么
？So what was Isaac thinking at that time?
以撒其实那时候他37岁。
At that time, Isaac was 37 years old.
37岁是他母亲过世，他那个时候应该40岁。
So he was 40 years old at this time.
因为在第25章的第20节特别强调。
In chapter 25, verse 20,
以撒娶利百加为妻的时候40岁了。
He was 40 years old when he married Rebecca.
他的妈妈在他37岁的时候过世。
His mother passed away at the age of 37.
这三年来。
So in these 3 years of time.
看起来这个就是以撒的他的生活的 style, 他的模式。
So you can see this is a style of living for
Isaac. 他是工作。
He worked.
然后呢，他没有什么同伴，他只能够在田间默想。
And he didn't have any companions, so he could only go out in the field and meditate by himself.
他的父亲派的仆人要去跟他娶妻子。
He also knew his father had sent a servant to take a wife for him.
当这个仆人把这个女子带到他面前的时候
，So when his servant brought this woman before him.
第66节特别说，他把所办的一切事情都告诉以撒。
Verse 66 says the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done.
所以让以撒了解来龙去脉。
So Isaac could understand the entire process.
现在这个人已经被带回来了。
So now this woman has been brought back.
我们就看到以撒的顺服。
So we can see how Isaac submitted to the will.
这个人，他就是把他带进去他母亲的帐篷里。
And this old servant brought Rebecca back to her mother's
tent. 然后娶她为妻。
And he took Rebecca as his wife.
然后特别说爱她。
And he loved her.
自从他母亲不在之后。他这才得了安慰。
And so Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
我们就看到这个婚姻给一个人所带来的改变。
So we can see the transformation brought about through marriage.
所以利百加他就这样子被以撒接受为妻子了。
So this is how Rebecca was received as a wife.
以撒没有任何意见，说这个人怎么这样子啊
？And Isaac did not have any opinions as how this woman is like this.
不是我所期待那个模式。
And she does not look like what I am expecting.
这个主人带回来的。这个以撒就接受了。
And Isaac simply accepted and received this woman.
没有任何的所谓的感情哦。
They did not have any prior
relationships. 但是他就是这么顺服的接受了他的父亲为他所准备的这一个妻子。
But this is how he willingly and submissively accepted this woman.
所以接下来我们看到以撒顺服这个仆人的决定。
How Isaac submitted to the arrangement of the
利百加顺服他父兄的决定。
And Rebecca submitted to the decisions of her father.
现在他们两个进入成为夫妻了。
And now both of them have wedded and become husband and wife.
接下去，以撒爱她。
And Isaac loved her.
所以我们就看到婚姻真正的爱情是在正式的结婚之后才会真的产生的。
We can see true love within the marriage happens after the marriage.
然后这个婚姻让以撒得到安慰。
And this marriage comforted Isaac.
我们后来从后边的圣经会看到，利百加后来就成为以撒最好的朋友。
So later on, we can see how Rebecca became Isaac's best friend.
所以这个整个过程，我们看到这个婚姻呢，不管是从家长到仆人到当事人，都看到信心跟顺服这两个非常重要的特质。
So through this entire process, whether it is through the parent, through the servant, or through the children, we can see this genuine faith and submission.
那这成了一个蒙福的婚姻。
And this has become a blessed what?
那就建设了蒙福的家庭。
And they have established a blessed family.
在神应许的救恩的这个经纶里面，占了一个非常重要的角色。
So under this plan salvation of God, they have taken a very important role.
所以愿我们主内的所有的家长都能够共同的关心我们的儿女的婚姻。
So may all the parents and the Lord be mindful and care for the marriage of our children.
抓住信仰的重点。
And hold on to the key of faith.
相信神的带领。
And believe in God's guidance.
愿我们的弟兄姐妹能够真的用信心来接受神的祝福。
And may our brothers and sisters truly receive God's blessings with
faith. 让我们的生命里面得到满足。
That our life may be fulfilled.
让我们整个教会得到喜乐。
That our entire church may have joy.
愿神祝福带领。
May God bless and guide us.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him together.
355首。
355.